CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. CBS News has obtained the final draft of the House Ethics Committee report on former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. Correspondent Scott McFarland says the panel found the former pick for attorney general paid numerous women, including a 17-year-old girl, for sex.
Gaetz is also accused of creating a fake email from his Capitol Hill office for the purpose of purchasing marijuana and referred to drugs as party favors, rolls, and vitamins. Gaetz has denied any improper conduct, writing last week that his behavior in his 30s may have been embarrassing, though not criminal.
The House is set to release the full report today. Gaetz just filed a lawsuit to block its release. President Biden is granting clemency to most of the federal inmates facing the death penalty. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Three of the 40 on death row will remain there for committing well-known crimes. They are Robert Bauer, sentenced to death last year for the mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. Dylan Roof, sentenced in 2017 for killing nine at the Mother Emanuel Baptist Church in Charleston, South Carolina. And Jokar Tsarnaev, convicted in 2015 for carrying out the Boston Marathon bombing that killed three and for shooting and killing a police officer just days later.
The other 37 murderers will all spend the rest of their lives in prison. One of Biden's campaign promises in 2020 was to end the death penalty. As a record 119 million Americans try to make it to their holiday destinations, the weather is slowing some of them down. There's some snow in the Northeast. Thousands of flights have been canceled, sending these travelers at Los Angeles International Airport scrambling.
Extraordinarily
Absolutely.
Jolly.
Amped.
Super busy airport.
I was just going to say, you guys have like a lot of checked bags.
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel like patience is a virtue, and I'm learning it this Christmas.
Power line problems caused Amtrak delays. Luigi Mangione is expected to be arraigned in New York today for the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
Taken to federal court on arraignment on those federal charges, including stalking and murder. The state and the federal indictments vary quite a bit on the approach, but the biggest difference is this. It's the sentencing. The maximum penalty for the state charges is life in prison without the possibility of parole, but on the federal charges, he could be facing the death penalty.
CBS's Lilia Luciano on CBS last night. Zaneski Trucks Band was one of several acts paying tribute to the Grateful Dead and the honorees at this year's Kennedy Center honors. Other honorees included Bonnie Raitt, filmmaker Francis Ford Coppola, jazz trumpeter, pianist, and composer Arturo Sandoval, and the Apollo Theater. Futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. On one of the busiest travel days of the year, there's a winter weather advisory. The notice from the National Weather Service is about the potential of icy roads. It goes through 6 tonight. Forecasters say a light glaze of ice could create hazardous conditions. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Microsoft has temporarily paused construction on portions of its massive data center campus in Mount Pleasant. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the company is working to refine the project's design. The project involves more than $3 billion in investment and the promise of over 2,500 construction jobs. A 45-year-old man was arrested following a brief chase in Racine Saturday. It ended with a crash in an alley near 13th Street and Dean Avenue. The situation started with a traffic stop, spanned less than a mile, and ended with the suspect hitting a telephone pole in a garage. No injuries were reported. And the Racine Zoo has welcomed Missy to the family. She's a 28-year-old two-toed sloth coming to Racine from a zoo in Cleveland. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Pack is back on Monday Night Football. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Saints tonight at Lambeau Field, kickoff at 7:15. Although New Orleans got off to a 2-7 start, I asked Matt LaFleur if they've turned things around under interim head coach Darren Rizzi.
The Saints have done an outstanding job. Teams are having a hard time moving the ball and having a hard time scoring points. And a lot of these games have been close. I mean, they've lost four games by 3 points or less. I mean, they could easily be sitting at 9-5 right now. So I would expect us to play our best ball.
NBA, the Bucks are in Chicago tonight against the Bulls. College hoops, the Badgers with a win over Detroit Mercy, 76-53. Forward Stephen Crawl on how the Badgers beat Butler and now Detroit after losing three in a row.
The coaches do a great job of getting us prepared and kind of telling us what's going to be open. And credit to the guards for finding us. They make it easy on us. We just got to go down there and finish. And like you said, these past two games we've been finishing, and hopefully we can keep that going into Big Ten play.
That's the Badgers, Stephen Crawl. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a winter weather advisory in effect through 3 o'clock this afternoon. Some light freezing drizzle possible at times today. Our high in the mid-30s. Tonight down to 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 36. Christmas Day, it'll be cloudy with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
News, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. Welcome to Christmas Week, WRJN style.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning, rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Mean a lot.
Memorial Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood.
Little Red Riding Hood.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Some Christmas classics coming up, too. Before I go any further, Dan Marcus, using proper grammar, would like to thank Cindy Huber for filling in last Friday. She did a great job. Always great to hear her on WRJN. She loves these tunes, and she loves being with you, like I do. Okay, but she just expresses it in a very different way. So good for you, Cindy. It was great hearing you on the air again. And thanks for the day off from me, Dan Marcus, and WRJN.
Kick off the holidays at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, your one-stop shop for unmatched selection, exceptional service, and unbeatable convenience. Planning a holiday party? Stock up with the incredible Beer Cave selection. And don't miss the liquor department's box gift sets that are sure to impress. In a hurry? Skip the lines and cruise through the convenient drive-thru, perfect for the season's hustle and bustle. Studebaker's Fuel and Food, where fast meets fantastic. 31 and Spring Street in Racine.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Stay warm while you swing through top courses on one of the seven state-of-the-art simulators. Whether you're sharpening your skills, hosting a festive party, or just relaxing with great food and drinks, X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X-Golf Kenosha, where golf season never ends.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Music Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed? Yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
Best of Christmases, Hanukkah 2, from WRJN.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday. Happy holiday.
It's the holiday season. And Santa Claus is coming round. The Christmas snow is white on the ground. When old Santa gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
It's the holiday season. And Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney down.
When he's coming down the chimney down.
He'll have a big fat pack upon his back. And lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick. Hanging on the Christmas tree. It's the holiday season.
The holiday season.
So hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock. Don't forget to hang up your sock. Cause just exactly at 12 o'clock, he'll be coming down the chimney down. Lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick. Hanging on a Christmas tree. It's the holiday season.
The holiday season.
So hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock. Don't forget to hang up your sock. Cause just exactly at 12 o'clock, he'll be coming down the chimney. Coming down the chimney. Coming down the chimney down.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing. Happy holiday to you.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing.
Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing.
Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
She looked good.
Looked good.
She looked fine.
Looked fine.
She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum.
Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum.
Well, I'm hurt.
She's mad.
She's mad.
Alfred Mann's doo-wah diddy diddy on WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Now, there is currently a person named Diddy who's making a lot of headlines lately. That song there, different Diddy. Just wanted to point that out. There is a difference in ditties. Now let's find out what's going on around the world at Up Your Street, WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a winter weather advisory today. The National Weather Service is warning of icy conditions through 6 tonight. Forecasters are talking about a potential glaze of ice that could coat the area, making roads awful. People are advised to expect a slower commute and to be cautious. Microsoft has temporarily suspended construction on portions of its massive data center complex in Mount Pleasant. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the company is working to refine the project's design. Microsoft has announced plans to invest $3.3 billion and to create 2,300 union construction jobs by next year. The Business Journal says the company is telling them that the project is still on track despite the pause. The Village of Mount Pleasant has issued a statement stating confidence in Microsoft's plans. And the newest resident at the Racine Zoo is a little slow. The zoo has welcomed a two-toed sloth to its animal family. 28-year-old Missy comes to Racine from the Cleveland Zoo. Missy is in her new exhibit at the zoo's Vanishing Kingdom. People can find her on the south side of that building near the Tamarins. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
We have a winter weather advisory in effect through 3 o'clock this afternoon. Some light freezing drizzle possible at times today. Our high in the mid-30s. Tonight down to 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 36. Christmas Day, it'll be cloudy with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Wonder I can think at all, and my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Everything looks worse in black and white.
hits, Christmas classics too, and combining the blues and rock and roll like the Stones did. Here are the Animals on WRJN.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad.
Local News, Timeless Hits, Christmas Classics on WRJN, and songs that prompted congressional hearings. They couldn't understand the lyrics to Louie Louie. They thought there was a bad word in it. There was a congressional hearing about this.
Oh, WRJN.
Don't be slow. No. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No. And I don't know.
Tonight. More about that later. They'll be playing on WRJN, and we'll have the coverage from Lambeau. But details on the way from WRJN.
Once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. Touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. Oh, once I have something I know won't deserve. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can see this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. Oh, once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, yeah. Oh, dear, baby.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Warmer than the warmest sunshine, softer than a sigh. My love. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In a New York courtroom, Luigi Mangione just pleaded not guilty to state murder and terrorism charges. More from CBS's Lilia Luciano.
He's accused of gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson on a Manhattan street earlier this month. The maximum penalty for the state charges is life in prison without the possibility of parole. But on the federal charges, he could be facing the death penalty.
Mangione was wearing handcuffs. His feet were shackled as he entered his plea. Prosecutors have said the state and federal cases will proceed on parallel tracks, with the state case expected to go to trial first. Former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz has sued the House Ethics Committee, hoping to block the release of the panel's report on him. CBS News already obtained the final draft of that report. Correspondent Scott McFarland says it outlines his illegal drug use and how he paid numerous women for sex, including a 17-year-old.
The former congressman refused to sit for sworn testimony, only submitting written answers to some of the committee's questions. The committee also alleged he knowingly and willfully sought to impede and obstruct the investigation.
Most of the federal inmates on death row for murder will now serve life sentences instead.
President Biden has granted clemency to all but some of the most high-profile criminals on this list of 40 federal inmates previously facing the death penalty.
CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson says only three killers will still face the death penalty: the Boston Marathon bomber and the mass shooters at a Charleston church and a Pittsburgh synagogue. Airports are busy again today with a record number of travelers heading to their holiday destinations. Here's CBS's Naomi Ruckham.
TSA expects to screen nearly 40 million passengers from December 19th through January 2nd, a 6% increase from a year ago.
It was a little bit of a hassle to get packed and ready, but there's also a magic about the holidays that makes it exciting to travel.
Winter weather forced thousands of flight delays and cancellations over the weekend, and power line issues led to some Amtrak delays. Today is expected to be the third busiest shopping day of the year. Retail analyst Grant Gustafson says the holiday shopping season was shorter this year, with Thanksgiving coming so late.
We're seeing more and more shoppers will need to shop in-store and then also take advantage of in-store fulfillment options like buy online, pick up in store, or buy online curbside to go ahead and finish off those last minute holiday gifts.
The National Retail Federation says 160 million people shopped on Super Saturday this weekend. Clothing, toys, and gift cards were the hottest sellers. On Wall Street, Dow not off to a hot start. It's down 274 points, but the Nasdaq's up 55. This is CBS News. Think O'Reilly.